Hello, Legion of Audience. This is James, and before we get started today, I wanted to take a second and let you all know about the brand new Who Would Win Patreon. If you'd like to support the show and get behind-the-scenes access like you've never seen before, go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Who Would Win patrons will have access to outtake videos, early info on battles, and even get a vote on characters that we'll use in upcoming episodes. So if you'd like to support me and the show, head to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow, and for as little as $5 a month, you can define yourself as more than just a fan. You'll be an official member of the Legion. Hope to see you there.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome to another episode of Who Would Win, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one, the only, Eric Holmes. In today's episode, the ultimate Sith Lord takes on an opponent he could never have possibly imagined. In one corner, you have Darth Vader, possibly the greatest villain of all time, master of the dark side, and enforcer of the Galactic Empire. Here we go. And in the other corner, you have 4 centuries of revolutionary grit, brick-paved fists, and a trophy case stacked from Fenway to the Garden. That's right. It's the Wicked Smart Brawler, the city of Boston.
Woo!
As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed online. And you'll never believe this. It's crazy. But this particular matchup has never been discussed ever in the history of the internet, because we all know if it doesn't appear on the internet. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed, and you'll never believe it, but this battle has never been discussed ever in the history of the internet. If it didn't happen on the internet, you know it never happened anywhere in any dimension in the multiverse. I'm just saying that's a thing. That's right, Legion of Audience. Who Would Win Unleashed brings you another first ever geek culture battle, and you are welcome. Eric, I got to find this out. What do you think of today's battle?
Yeah, James, I've been waiting all week for this battle. It's something that has been brewing, it's been stewing, and it's going to happen right now.
Well, wait, so how did we actually get to this battle? I mean, we were talking about Darth Vader. We both love Darth Vader. Great villain.
Right.
Maybe possibly the greatest villain in the history of cinema, never mind modern day cinema, what have you. And the city of Boston, this is so weird, yet somehow makes complete sense.
And we're going to tie it all together. They'll see why we came up with this.
How confident are you in Darth Vader? By the way, I love Darth Vader. I asked, you know, the production team if I could rep Darth Vader. They were like, nope, that's Eric. Mm. And then I went to town on the city of Boston. I found some very interesting things. How confident are you repping Darth Vader in this battle?
I think it's perfect, because there's no way, me being from Philly, I can ever rep Boston. So what Vader's about to do to this little T-town, you're going to see. Babe.
Oh,
it's
my
gonna
gosh.
Be great.
Okay, the gauntlet has been thrown. Let's see what our judge has to say about all this, because making their first appearance on the Who Would Win Unleashed show is director, creative visionary, creator of one of the greatest graphic novels I have ever read. And by the way, Legion of Minds, you know I've read a ton of graphic novels.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
called Mega Galactic. You got to check it out. Welcome, Cole Kerrigan. Cole, welcome Woo! To the Who Would Win Unleashed show.
Cole.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait to see Vader get bossed around here, okay? I want to know what you guys come up with.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't know what that's from.
That's just the inner Boston in me. So I went to Boston University, so I actually know what we're talking about.
Fantastic. So you're saying I have a chance.
We do have a
chance. There's no bias.
I didn't realize you guys were on different teams. This is good to know.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's the Who Would Win show. And what happens on a Who Would Win kind of thing, you want to have two sides at least.
Right.
You know, it's like, who would win? Batman or Batman? If they were on the same side, it was one Batman. It's different teams here, Cole. Get with the program is what I'm saying.
A man that looks like a bat. Versus a man who's dressed as a bat.
Right, just walking around Boston.
I mean, this is Venice, California. We're seeing a lot of men that look like bats unintentionally. All right, now, before we get into this battle, tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, what you're about and what you've been up to.
Well, thank you guys for having me here.
Absolutely.
Of course. My name is Cole Kerrigan. I'm a director. I'm a producer. I'm pretty much the creative spearhead of a bunch of different multimedia franchises. I have a graphic novel called Mega Galactic that we're trying to turn into an animation. And we are currently casting the live action series for it. So you'll dress up as a dinosaur and you'll fly through space. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that. We thank you for letting me get the option on this. I was $100,000 very well spent on my part. I think it's going to be a low budget kind of thing needed to turn a live action dinosaur sci-fi thing, bring it to life.
That's right. We're looking at all of the freeways in Los Angeles to find people that look like dinosaurs.
Perfect.
If any of you are there, live under the freeway, over the freeway, we'll take you.
Nice.
Background actors, primary actors, all good.
I think you have your lead with Eric. I mean, that's where I found him.
I know some people, neighbors, I should say. So we will be contacting you, brother.
Very cool. So here's the thing. Getting back to the battle, you said that you're very familiar with the city of Boston. Are you that familiar as well with the character of Darth Vader?
That's right.
That's great. Right. I just wanted a clear, concise statement and no explanation whatsoever.
Vader and I go way back.
Okay, oh, perfect.
Really? Way back.
You like really? Him. You like Vader.
Some fun anecdotes, if you will.
That's right. I watched Rogue One today.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
So I got to see Vader in his prime.
You know what's going on.
Cleaning house, killing rebels.
Come on.
Love it.
That's right.
Rebel scum.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's perfect. Great. I mean, that's what Eric's been calling the city of Boston all day, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's not cool.
Yeah, I've been so like, did the lobster backs, but look what happened to them. So.
Hey, can you say, how do they say lobster in Boston?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on.
Lobster backs. I love them. I love lobster.
Yes.
That sounds like my great aunt Rachel, by the way.
Same thing. Oh, she's a sweetheart.
Rachel and I also go way back.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah.
It was a little disturbing.
Did you send that to her?
Yeah, I saw it too.
You know what? Rachel has no shame. All right, listen.
The Patreon paywall, by the way.
Look, yeah, yeah.
All of this sounds great. And when I say sounds great, I'm putting that in air quotes. But we have to get to today's battle. But before we get to today's battle, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed. And the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. Eric, when you're debating Darth Vader, and I'll do the same for the city of Boston. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal, with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, the bottom line of Who Would Win match is that for one side to get the win, their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes, but they pose no threat whatsoever. And before we get started, don't forget to visit the official Who Would Win store. Visit sayward.co/collections. That's sayward.co/collections. And click on the Who Would Win merch section to get your hands on some great Who Would Win shirts, hats, hoodies, and our very own proprietary 3D printed Who Would Win versus stand.
Woo.
I love that thing.
Woo!
And now, let's get to the tale of tape for both of our combatants. Eric, please give us the details for Darth Vader.
Yes, Darth Vader wearing iconic obsidian armor that hums with life support and menace. Darth Vader is the galaxy's ultimate enforcer. You know this, I know this, we all know this. An ex-Jedi prodigy turned Sith powerhouse who wields the Force like a wrecking ball. He can crush starship hulls with a clenched fist, deflect blaster fire without flinching, and choke people from half a system away, all while stalking forward in that spine-rattling mechanical way of his. Oh, I got more. Behind the mask lies a wall of iron, a tactical mind created in war, and a rage that can stuff out hope itself, making Vader not just a villain, but the dark measuring stick for power in the Who Will Win Unleashed arena. Woo! I'm ready, baby. I'm fired up. Yeah.
You know, I was the only one drinking Red Bull before the show, so I don't know what's going on right now. That's pretty cool.
I just had water.
Incredible. That was really well done.
All I had was water.
I feel like Vader's here.
He's ready.
Yeah, it's me, by the way. Anyway, okay, here we go. Well done, Eric. Here are the facts. For the city of Boston, forged in revolutionary fire and kept battle ready by winters that sting like uppercuts, Boston strides into the Who Would Win Unleashed arena draped in Red Sox banners, Celtics clover, and a defiant wicked smart grin. Its cobblestone streets echo with Paul Revere's midnight rally. Its skyline bristles with tech tower intellect, and its fan base war can rattle opponents harder than an army of raging lions. From the green monster's looming wall to Southie's bare knuckle grit, this city fights with history, heart, and a chowder thick confidence that no empire, galactic or otherwise, can intimidate. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Cole, do you have any questions before we get started?
Well, what is the neutral location that these guys are fighting on?
Okay. Yes.
And what era of Boston are we talking about? Did they just win the Super Bowl? Because I was there for that. And I saw the cop cars turned upside down. I saw the city get turned upside down.
All right. Ooh. If I may, I can't speak on Eric's behalf, but I'm going with Boston. I'm going to go with present day city of Boston, where they're very upset with what's happening with a number of their sports teams.
Okay.
And get a little crazy. What about you, Eric?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. And now are we doing like New England in general, or are we like, we're fighting Boston in Boston proper, right?
I said the city of Boston. All right,
stick to the rules. Well, you know, everyone's from Boston and New England, apparently. So I just want to make sure that we're being specific.
Nothing fancy coming here. No,
the New England Patriots.
Exactly.
There you go.
And what version of Vader are you using?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm doing the original, baby. I'm talking
Vader
about
Vader in his prime. Oh, is what yeah, you're prime. Saying.
Peak.
Peak Vader.
Apex.
See, this is the thing. Peak Vader is insanely powerful. I'm not happy I'm taking the city of Boston, but I will do my responsibility and rep them perfectly. Let's get this party started. Eric, here's your point number one.
All right. So first, let's talk about Vader's way of using the Force, okay? First of all, he's a chosen one. His connection to the Force is insanely strong. His pain in becoming Darth Vader amplified his strength, which Emperor Palpatine called unparalleled, okay? Follow me here. Vader can use telekinesis. He lifted and crushed an AT-AT, that big camel-looking thing at the beginning of The Empire Strikes Back, which literally weighed over 2,000 tons and even held in place a massive spaceship in midair. He's got the Force choke, where he can literally choke targets from large distances, even if they are kilometers away. He can create powerful Force fields to trap an opponent or to protect himself. He's also got super powerful Force push. He's toppled buildings and sent enemies flying, wiping out large groups with a single wave. He can use what is called a Force deflection. What this means is he can literally block energy attacks and even Force lightning. He can do a mind probe on opponents and can even control people's minds. Follow me with these last 2 points here. He has senses that are powered by the Force. People miss this sometimes. What this means is he can detect emotions and see danger coming his way in the future. Lastly, he can augment his speed, strength, and durability far beyond his limits if he uses his Force of Rage. What's the city of Boston going to do against that? That's my point number one.
All right, so a couple of things here, Eric. And again, I love Darth Vader, so I'm not really cool with how you're repping him so far. Just putting that out there. Yeah, Number one.
I'd like to jump in when you're ready.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm talking first, by the way. So here's the thing. First of all, it's not an AT-AT. It's an AT-AT, okay?
It's an AT-AT.
Yeah. Sorry, Legion of Audience and all our Star Wars followers. I thought I explained this to Eric. I will talk slower next time. Here's the thing. Darth Vader's great. He's got that rage. You're not wrong on anything he's saying. In fact, he did hold a spaceship in midair.
Good.
That was in the comic books that are also canon to the current Darth Vader storyline. So he is that powerful. I'm just going to leave
Correct.
It at that. You actually didn't do horribly bad. Eric, what did you want to kick in?
Yeah, excuse me. Telekinesis? It's called the Force, man.
Yeah, you're right. I just kind of, for other people who don't realize what that is.
Yeah, we the Force exists all around us.
And it exists with you, my brother.
I smell it sometimes. So it just makes a...
Yeah, I was at that gas station off the 105.
That's right, that's
the Force was in there. In that restroom.
Whole new meaning it.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
All right, so for my first point, let's talk about the city of Boston and how insanely tough this city is. Before we get into anything, I did some checking, found out some statistics. By the way, right now, according to the U.S. Census, there's about 45% of Boston's population that has firearms. Just right away. That's right. There's what, 4 million people, 45%. That's what, about 1.9 million people that have firearms in the city of Boston. And by the way, we've all been in the city of Boston. Is that the type of person you want to have a firearm? Yes.
Absolutely. That's why I want protecting me. On top of that, I'm not saying this is true, but rumor has it that there might be some, I don't know, organized social clubs in the form of crime syndicates and what have you. And they're pretty tough. I wouldn't want to mess with them. If any of them are listening, I wish you all the best. I hope you're hiding from the FBI and doing your thing. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when they come out to play, they're well organized. And one thing that Darth Vader does have a problem with in Star Wars lore, guess what? The criminal underground, criminal syndicates. Mm. He tries to do stuff with Jabba the Hutt. Even Jabba the Hutt sometimes turns on him. That's a thing. By the way, the city of Boston has a lot of fighting attitude. A lot of great MMA fighters came out of the city of Boston. Anytime something bad happens in the city of Boston, it hits them. They gather up and they come back and hit you twice as hard. This is the problem. You can't look at the city of Boston as a group of people. It's a force on its own, and it's going to surround Darth Vader. What is Darth Vader going to do when he's trying to fight 4.5 million people, half of them with firearms? And by the way, fun fact, in the Star Wars universe, guns, actual guns with firearms that shoot projectiles, those exist within Star Wars. But the problem is they're very, very expensive. They do hit harder and they actually shoot faster than regular blasters in the Star Wars universe, which means all of a sudden Darth Vader's looking at what he thinks are blasters and it's actual projectiles coming at him harder and faster. And he's like, what the heck is happening? All I'm trying to say is the city of Boston and maybe the exact opponent Darth Vader can't anticipate or handle. That's my point number one.
All right. With that, I see what you're saying. So what you're telling me is like a bunch of drunk dudes coming out of their little local pubs, right? With their little six shooters, right?
How dare you say they're drunk? That is a horrible stereotype. Like,
ooh, I had too many Samuel Adams on this Thursday night. Oh, I can't see straight. And then, like I said, but you forgot, literally Darth Vader literally wipes out large groups with a single wave. He knows how to trap an opponent to protect himself. It goes on and on. Like, these little Bostonians are not an issue for Darth, I'm telling you.
All right, fair enough. But let's see what the judge has to say. So, Cole, you've heard one point from both Eric and myself. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
I just can't get the image out of my head of a bunch of Southies coming with guns all up in the Death Star. I'd be like, we're looking for Vader. Where is Vader? and Vader's like, tell him I'm busy. I'm not here right now. Bad connection. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't imagine Vader actually taking on the city of Boston. From these points so far, Vader is kind of on the run.
Okay.
Normally, point number one is kind of like a draw because you know what's happening, but I am that good of a debater, by the way. I'm not surprised by the results.
This is a pretty heat debate, but look, nobody's mentioned the force choke, so I'm kind of waiting for, force choking an entire city. I'm waiting for it, brother.
Yes.
I'm not saying it can't happen.
Right, he's not.
By the way, it can't happen. Look, those are great points from the judge. This battle's heating up. We'll be right back for point number two. And we're back. Eric, let's see what you got. Hit us with your point number two.
All right, yeah, let's just keep this going. Now we're going to talk about Vader's other capabilities, okay? He literally has superhuman strength, okay? I'm all about the strength of these people that I represent. Vader's cybernetic suit lets him lift around 3 tons, even overpowering the one and only Chewbacca in canon. I'm going to give you my Chewbacca.
This is a family-friendly show.
Sorry about that. All right, let me get back on task here. He's got armor made out of Durasteel. It can withstand blaster fire and resist lightsaber strikes. He's also got a super powerful will. Once he set his mind on something, he won't stop until he gets it done. He's a single genius engineer. Even in battle, he could repair his suit with the Force while fighting. Come on, brother. I'll give you more. I know you want more. I'm giving you more. Yes, I do talk to myself and ask my own questions. It's cool. All right. He's a genius. Decades of experience as a Jedi, soldier, and general made him a brilliant tactician. And galactic... I cracked myself up, boy. Sorry. He's a brilliant tactician on a galactic scale. He'll see how disorganized the city of Boston is and instantly know how to attack. He's an expert hand-to-hand fighter, whether he has a lightsaber or not. Speaking of lifesavers, he's a lifesaver master. Fun fact, he blended all 7 forms of lifesaver combat into a personal style. And Vader's supercharged plasma, estimated at around 1 million degrees Celsius, hotter than the surface of the sun. How does the city of Boston deal with this? These are guys who can't even make it through the winter. Come on. And that's my point number two.
All right, listen, I get it that he is Durasteel armor can withstand lightsaber attacks. That's actually really cool.
Correct.
With all of the lightsaber attacks that the city of Boston reports on a yearly basis. Oh, yeah, that's right. It never happens. On top of that, you know, sure, he's a genius. If you take a chicken who's a genius, right? I'm just going to put it out there and put, I don't know, 4.5 million lions around it.
Okay.
I don't think the intelligence is really going to be that much of a factor, at least not for long. And on top of that, you know, I know Vader has an indomitable will. The few people I know insanely well from the city of Boston have that same Darth Vader level of willpower. That's a thing. I don't know how much that's going to be a factor. Let me get to my point number two. My point number two, let's talk about the Boston know-how, because we got to talk with Bob about Boston's rebellious streak. That is what they're known for. Listen, I was born in Canada, had to become a U.S. citizen, and I had to go over a lot of Boston history and gain a ton of respect for Boston for what they have done in the past. These folks literally kicked off the American Revolution with a Boston Tea Party. They tossed tea into the harbor to protest unfair treatment, and there is nothing that is more badass than taking tea and putting it into water in the ocean in front of a lot. There's actually a lot more that's badass than that, but that's just a good example. You know, fast forward to the Boston Massacre. The colonists stood up to armed British troops in the streets, and if they're willing to stare down muskets with, you know, that had like the sharp blades at the end to like cut through them as well, a glowing red lightsaber is just another day on the cobblestones for the city of Boston. There's the legendary grit of Boston's everyday people. This is indeed legendary. By the way, in MMA circles, if you have to fight someone from Boston, you know you're in for a hell of a fight. Look, countless winters and hard times, they've stuck together. They just prove they can collectively outlast any dark side nonsense or dark time nonsense. The city's crowned colonial streets, these things were shaped by cow paths. This is making them like insanely confusing to outsiders. Imagine Darth Vader's walking through the city of Boston and he's trying to find everyone, and the city of Boston, they know the city of Boston. They're going to get him confused, hit him from parts they don't know. He can't anticipate what Boston's going to be doing. Bostonians also boast an intellectual edge, if you will, you know, between Harvard, who will get killed first, MIT, and a slew of other institutions, including Boston Dynamics. Look, the average citizen's cunning might just rival Vader's strategic mind. When you take the collective intelligence of those three places divided by 4.5 million people, is probably the same as Vader's, maybe a little bit under, but not by much, of Vader's intelligence and his whole tactician. I'm just trying to say there are insanely smart people in Boston, many, many thousands of them. They will figure this out. And by the way, Boston Dynamics, yeah, the people that created those crazy robot dogs and the bipedal robots that can do flips and parkour and stuff, because that's what the world needs, parkour robots. Anyway, they're going to come in. They can tap into Vader's armor. They'll know how to take it apart. Vader's not just facing a crazy crowd of 4.5 million people with guns. Well, 2.5 million with guns, and 4.5 people want to kill him. They also are facing people who know how to take apart a cyborg body. That's my point number two.
Woo.
Yeah, you got nothing saying. It's good.
No, it was good.
Tap out if you want it.
They have a few smart people coming out of Boston. We did forget to mention Boston University, where our bud went to.
That's right. That's right.
I think they're the smartest of them all, right? Or am I wrong?
We're like kind of smart.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're not like super smart because that's across the river,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right. Sure.
You know, Harvard is and all that.
I like the self-esteem, by the way. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, look, we throw the better parties.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
That's important.
Yeah, that's important in a fight with Darth Vader, by the way. That's right up there.
Well, we have spirit, you know? And that's the thing about Boston is that they're rebels. And for all my Andor fans out there, tyranny requires constant effort.
I like that.
That's something that Lord Vader might just get tired of doing.
Okay, you know okay, I mean? Okay. That was good. Back to James's last point. I can see literally Darth Vader sucking all that tea out of that little infamous tea party, high tea party, if you will.
Not just crazy about the visuals, just putting that out there.
Follow me here. I know. Hey, to each their own, wherever your mind takes you. All right, I can see him sucking the tea, that old tea that's sitting down there in the Boston Harbor, wherever the hell it's sitting, sucking it up in a spaceship and using that plasma, you know, that superheated plasma. He got just heating up that tea and just dumping the tea on a bunch of them little silly Bostonians. I guess I'm just burning them up, just burning them, singeing them in the streets. That's what Darth Vader would do to all these little Bostonians. Simple.
Well, that's a dark corner of your mind right there.
Yeah, it's just a little small corner of my mind.
Yeah, and that's a lot of plasma, brother. You got to cover 4.5 million people with, just putting that out there.
We'll make it happen.
All right, listen, we are now at the turning point. You've heard two points. You know, Cole, from both Eric and myself, where's your head at? So who do you think is ahead in this battle? And what does the other side have to do to gain the victory?
Give it to us, Cole. Give it to us.
You know, much like a UFC fight, right? The judge's scorecard. I think it's a tied fight right now.
Okay.
You know, look, Vader, he won the first round.
Come on.
Wait, what?
The Rebels?
That's what I'm talking about.
They definitely won the second round.
Okay. That's okay. Right.
So it's a tie. So what does either side have to do to get the win?
Well, look, I'm a tough judge, guys. Okay? You guys got to come up with something very clever that I haven't thought of. Mm-hmm. You know, for the original hater of sand, because it's coarse and rough, right? You got to come up with something that gets my juices going, because I'm a diehard Star Wars fan, number one.
Okay.
Number two, I lived in Boston. So, oof. I don't know. I know a thing or two about these two places, so.
I just got to say, I feel uncomfortable when you're talking about your juices flowing, you're looking at me deeply. You know, with that 1,000-yard stare you've got, I'm like, I'm kind of, you know, I'm shaking. I'm
Lord
shaking.
Vader sucking up the tea was also
enough. Yeah, I'm, again, there's...
sucking
there's,
up those juices.
Like, yeah, Jesus hold on one sec. Man. Yeah, we just lost three sponsors. Thanks, Eric. All right.
It's just tea juice.
It's just tea juice. That's all it is. It's just...
tea juice.
Tea juice.
That's what I have. That's what I have before bed, you know, when I'm really uncomfortable.
It's a tea little juice. Bit of tea I'm uncomfortable juice. Now, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, let's go, Eric. Let's see what's going to happen. It's a tie game. Let's see what happens. Hit us with your point number three.
All right, this is going to turn your mind around, brother. Here we go. All right, my point number three, Vader's fighting experience. Let's get into it. Let's be real. The city of Boston might have a rich history, but Darth Vader's combat record is on a whole different level. For starters, Vader fights through the Clone Wars as Anakin Skywalker, facing off against entire droid armies and coming out on top time after time. He then turns around and helps purge the Jedi Order, eliminating some of the galaxy's finest warriors in their own temple. That's a bit more intense than a little rowdy Red Sox crowd. Let's be honest about that. One of his most famous victories is on Mustafar, where he defeats the Separatist leadership and nearly kills his former mentor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, although that one comes with some painful burns for sure. Even while adapting to his cybernetic limbs, Vader wipes out multiple Jedi simultaneously, proving he doesn't need home field advantage to dominate. So this guy can just jump from U.S. city to U.S. city. So that's not an issue at all. Later, he crushes rebellions across the galaxy, including the destruction of the rebels on Hoth, commanding massive Imperial forces with unshakable confidence. Let's not forget, he bests Luke Skywalker during their duel on Cloud City, not just physically, but psychologically as well, by revealing that famous paternal twist. Along the way, he single-handedly eliminates or intimidates anyone who stands in his path, whether that's a ruthless bounty hunter or a rogue Imperial officer. Sure, Boston has endured a lot, but Darth Vader's fighting experience spans wars, star systems, and a total downfall of an ancient order, putting him in a league of his own. And all of that, my friends, is my point number three.
Wow, some interesting things right there. I love how you said that, you know, he didn't come out so well, or maybe, you know, things didn't work out for him on Mustafar mm-hmm. with Obi-Wan Kenobi. I wonder how that went for him. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, not well. That was, what do you call a guy with no arms and legs? Matt. So it was really Matt Vader, who is, sorry, that is a horrible thing to say, Eric, you're a monster.
I did not say that.
The other thing is, you know, when he did get his win over Luke Skywalker, that was a young Luke Skywalker. What happened the second time they fought? Just wondering, putting that out loud. Oh, that's right. He lost. Mm. So you're kind of mentioning some, you know, like, hey, I fought this guy and beat him when they were really young. But when they came back in their prime, Vader kind of didn't do so well. All good. And he, again, he's legendary, but he's a really good use of someone who uses resources really well. Yeah. He uses the resources of the Empire to go out, find that Jedi or kind of do this or, hey, let's send a huge thing. He's not afraid to get his hands dirty, but let's face it. You got the, you know, Galactic Empire doing most of the, you know, the heavy lifting. Now, let me get to my point number three. And for my point number three, I've been saving this one for a while. We talked about the city of Boston. We talk about the millions of people who have firearms there and are ready to use them, by the way. We've got Wahlburgers, which is just a great place that will feed the masses. This episode of Who'd Win is brought to you by Wahlburgers. Wahlburgers.
Oh, God.
Not just for airports. The thing is, this is where we're going to go with it. We are talking about the sports teams mm-hmm. of the city of Boston. Now, every major league team in the city of Boston has a few things going for it. First of all, crazy athletes, durability, skill, and also a great way to be organized and to attack. You can take so many analogies from how teams, you know, set up plays or do what they do and put them directly into the art of war, which is what we have right here. Think of the sports teams as the elite soldiers of Boston. Now, first of all, we're going to start off with the Boston Red Sox, all of them armed with baseball baseball bats and baseballs. Imagine they're taking on, you know, the townies, or Darth Vader's taking on the townies and everyone else and the millions with firearms, and all of a sudden there's baseballs hitting him in the head and some crazy people hitting him with bats. It's like Hebrew school all over again. And then, of course, you've got the Boston Bruins, who now have pucks, padding, and hockey sticks. Listen, being from Canada, you give a Canadian a hockey stick that goes Super Saiyan, it's the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. And on top of that, then you got the New England Patriots, former football player right here. Mm-hmm. You got linebackers, linemen. They are 50-somewhat people deep. Never mind the coaches, who are absolutely insane. And yeah, they're coming down on Vader all at the same time. And finally, the most impressive major league team Boston has, and I'm not even kidding, these are the New England Revolution. That's their major league soccer team. You got stamina. You got speed. They're going to hit and run. They can kick that soccer ball super hard. Talking about a projectile, that's coming to Darth Vader. Darth Vader's like force choking someone. All of a sudden, boom, gets in the head with a soccer ball. Boom, a bat to a knee. And that's just from the townie who's part of the organized crime, never mind the baseball players. And then you have the elite of the elite. I'm talking about the Boston Pride, the women's hockey team. Okay. Look, I know some people who play women's hockey in Los Angeles. I've been doing MMA for years. I have won first place in a cow tackling contest at this weird rodeo in Canada. I am not ever fighting any woman who plays really high-level organized hockey, never mind professional hockey. You're talking about, I don't know, the craziest, most insane, durable Conan the Barbarian types who don't mind getting hit, putting people in there, miss, you know, their teeth get knocked out. They're like, whatever, I'm going to keep going. That's what Darth Vader has to take deal with. The elite forces of Boston, the professional sports teams, and the townies, and the mafia, and the millions of people that have firearms. Plus, by the way, Bostonians, they just love to fight for the hell of it. They'd be like, hey, you're going to be in a huge fight. The whole city is fighting. They're like, awesome, we're in. They're like, oh, by the way, you want to know who you're fighting? They're like, no, we're good. We just want to fight. That's what Darth Vader has to fight. That's why he loses. That's my point number three.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you got nothing you can say.
So it seems like you're kind of leaning on Boston sports organizations there, right? So I'm going to tell you their Achilles heel. Darth Vader is an Eagles fan. He saw the Philly special, okay? So what he's going to do is he's going to trick these little jokers, all right? And like I've said before, Darth Vader has taken on Empire, so he'll take on a little Boston sports empire, trick them like my Eagles did the Patriots, and get the win of destruction. I digress.
That's true. Let's compare Woo! Super Bowl wins between the Eagles and the Patriots in the last 10 to 15 years. Let me just do some. Anyway, let's go to the judge.
Current news.
Let's go to the judge. Now, before we go to the judge, let's talk about the three top points to summarize from each of our opponents. Eric, who give us your top 3 points for Darth Vader?
Got you. So remember, Darth Vader's super powerful. Use of the Force, okay, his super powerful use of the Force. Second point, he's got enhanced physical capabilities and is a master with the lightsaber. Then lastly, Darth Vader has decades of fighting experience, both as himself as Anakin Skywalker. James, what's your top 3 points?
All right, so first of all, let's go with this. So the city of Boston has 4.5 million people who love to fight. Half of them have firearms. And again, I'm totally fine with that. And they're very responsible firearms users and have great accuracy and skill. Just saying that about the city of Boston. Secondly, from Harvard to MIT to Boston Dynamics to Boston University, quite possibly the finest learning institution Boston has ever had to offer. Just saying that, Cole. I hope you don't mind that. And, you know, they've got the intelligence to hack into Darth Vader's suit and take it apart. Robot dogs, Eric. Robot dogs. And finally, right. My third one, Boston has a powerful army, elite army of tough as hell sports teams, especially women's hockey. They're just going to absolutely destroy anything that gets in their path. All right, listen, let's go to the judge. Cole, it's now officially time for your decision. Take us through your process. Tell us a story, if you will, and reveal who you think wins this battle between Darth Vader and the city of Boston.
Well, you guys have done an incredible job.
I sure did.
These two. Yeah.
Thanks, Cole.
Eric was here too.
Eric, you did great.
Thanks, man. Cole.
Yeah, you did great. Cue up the cricket sound at any moment, by the way. Yeah. It's nice. That's nice.
It's like soothing.
It's like subtle, in. Right?
Yeah, it's soothing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the sleepy time, like Apple music, you know, when right. You get really uncomfortable. Well, anyway, back to the more important subject at hand. Look, Vader's got a lot of things going for him, okay?
Okay.
He's got the Force. He's got the cool suit. He's got the imposing figure. But Boston just doesn't play around, man. They just don't mess. And they're terrifying living there. I have seen the fights. I have seen the winters. I was there, by the way, in the worst winter of the last 150 years, okay? When I stepped off the sidewalk, I fell in 10 feet of snow. It was a good time.
Shoot.
Good time. With that being said, this is a really tough call, but looking at my scorecard here.
What you got there?
I think Boston took it for round one.
Okay.
I think Vader took it for round two.
Okay.
Round three. Look, I don't know what Vader can do, but something tells me that he will absolutely not fight a women's hockey team from Boston. None of us will. I wouldn't. Right, no way.
Right.
Not happening.
That's the outlier.
It kind of is an outlier. It might be.
Right.
Look, if Vader had some experience on the hockey ring, maybe. Maybe he'd
pull ice.
But I don't think so. So, look, where my head's at is Boston. I think the city of Boston, they're rebels, bad to the bone, okay? They have always rebelled, okay, against the king and the queen. Forget about them. We're not monarchists here.
We're not monarchists.
We're freedom fighters. This is America. At the end of the day, the city of Boston, they crushed Darth Vader.
Now, here's the deal. In all seriousness, this was something, it was an uphill battle for Darth Vader all along. And because I do think the sports teams are going to come in. Like, if you just take the sports teams and have them go against Darth Vader, Darth Vader's winning. If you just have MIT, Boston Dynamics, and the formidable Boston University, the most powerful university,
the only university in Boston,
right? Go up against Darth Vader. He's taking him out. But the problem is, we're talking wave after wave after wave from a city that is game to fight for no reason. Never mind if they do have a reason, especially if it's an invader like Darth Vader. And then at the end, he'll take so much punishment. Maybe he overcomes the first two waves, and then the sports teams come in.
They kick
in. Whatever is left. Darth Vader becomes a smear on the wall. I have to agree with the judge. Eric, what's your take on this battle?
Yeah, being from Philly, Boston is like a joke. It's a town of sweethearts, So that's why I had my approach with Darth Vader just destroying him. That hockey team, though, a woman hockey team and those damn pucks alone, and the fierce tenacity of a woman,
I'm telling you.
On ice. I've never really seen Darth Vader on ice before.
That's true. We've seen him in fire. He didn't do too well. Eric's now part of Relentless Martial Arts. He lost a bet, so now he's taking the jiu-jitsu program there. Firsthand, tell me, when you train with some of, the other students who are women, it's a very different experience. There's no fear.
No mercy, bro.
There's no mercy. I'm telling you, women
and in... And those knees. Those knees.
Yeah, in jiu-jitsu, where you're not supposed to hit whatsoever, they don't care.
No.
Knees are coming at you from all angles. All right, this was another great fight. Cole, thank you so much for being an amazing judge on the show. Until next time, please, let's hope there's a next time because you were amazing. Tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
You guys can find me on social media. I have several shows coming out. I have an Instagram, and Kerrigan Cole is the Instagram handle.
You spell that? Kerrigan?
Yeah. K-E-R-R-I-G-A-N. Spells Kerrigan. And then my first name, Cole, C-O-L-E.
Woo!
Yeah, so put it together.
That is a magnificent singing voice.
Yeah. I like it.
Thank you. But maybe that's what we should do next time is Darth Vader sings to the city of Boston. Drunk, rowdy singing.
Oh, my God.
You like that?
That professional women's hockey team would kill him so fast. That would be a quick fight.
Like a Bon Jovi song or something? Totally. Or
Eric, tell the Legion of Advisor fan base where they can find you.
Yes, you can find me. My handle across all platforms is at... Eric with the C Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. Looking forward to connecting.
And you can find me on X, a.k.a. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gabs. Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed. We'll see you next time.
Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and love listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, got to prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.